Analog DBX Type 1. This is the National Radio Club's DX audio service for September 1991. Yeah, the gray-headed goober is right. This is Analog DBX Type 1 59th ES Multitrack, but I think you're listening to it on cassette, aren't you? Give Don Pardo $5, tell him to take a hike across the street and have a beer on me, will you? Let's get right into the National Radio Club's DX audio service for September 1991. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, and top news on this edition is the pre-convention edition of the DX audio service. Let's fill you in one more time on the NRC convention. It's going to be held in Bridgeport, Clarksburg, West Virginia, over Labor Day weekend, August 30th through September 1st, at the Holiday Inn. It's $58 single, double, triple, or quad. Room reservations can be had at area code 304-842-5411. Be sure to tell them that you're with the National Radio Club, but good luck. Hotel reservations closed down on August 30th, 1991, and there's a lot of things going on, so hope you can find yourself a room. As far as convention registration, $25 per member, plus $10 for each additional family adult member. $15 extra for the Saturday night banquet if you're going to attend that, and $9 if you're going to attend the Sunday morning brunch. That's per person, by the way. And you can charge this stuff by calling Mike up at headquarters at area code 608-423-4159. And if you get the answering machine, be sure to leave specific details, i.e. the card number, the card expiration date, your name, what meals and number of people attending, your address, and number of adult family members that are coming to the convention. You also might want to leave a telephone number just in case there is a problem in processing your card. Be sure to send this information as quick as possible, because Mikey will be heading out on the road on the Friday prior to the National Radio Club convention. I believe Sue's coming with him, too. So it looks like Mike is not going to be in his usual form, sitting around drunkenly disgusting and staring at everyone. Anyways, I'll be there along with John Bowker. I presume Jerry Starr is going to be there. It looks like Phil Wayne is not going to be with us on this edition. Phil's got some prior commitments up in Toledo with Tessio and the boys, and looks like he'll probably be able to make next year's, at least on telephone conversations we spoke about, the possibility of next year's convention being held out in Rick Dowland. And if that is true, we think Phil will be coming with us out to Iowa. As far as my attendance, it looks favorable so far. I consulted Bullwinkle the Moose and his crystal ball, and it appears that things are going to go possibly as well as they can. Let me tell you, you know, we had the thunderstorms roll through that have croaked the answering machine and stuff. Since the last time we spoke, we've had three major storms come through, which have actually put power out in many, many areas of our part of Ohio here. And I don't know how we've done it, but we've fared pretty good through all three storms with little or no damage. So I'm optimistic. I'm going to knock on wood and all that stuff, but hopefully we won't have any problems, and I should be coming in Friday night. I will be bringing the DX Audio Service tape recorder and taping many of the events. John and I are planning on doing a couple seminars on different technical topics. We're going to try to tape that material as well as what happens during the banquet and put together a small package of tapes that you can purchase through the National Radio Club, just to kind of give you the highlights of what is going on. Of course, I think Ernie Will Lazowski, I believe is his name. I'm just going from memory right now. I think Ernie's going to be shooting some video footage too. So keep your eyes peeled in DX News Magazine for that information, if you subscribe to DX News Magazine. And I think that's just about it. I think we just about covered it all. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend, sitting around and talking DX and doing all kinds of things. And speaking of doing all kinds of things, here's a man that does a lot of things on the AM switch. His name is Jerry Starr, and Jerry, I'm going to roll a jingle just for you.
No se conforme con menos, prométase siempre el placer. XWG completa bien su día.
Hi everybody, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And on this month's edition, we have two editions of AM Switch, and we start with edition reference number 259. Under call letter changes on 650, KMCE Rancho Cordova, California becomes KRDX. On 680, WLFF St. Petersburg, Florida changes to WRMD. Also on 680, KHKR East Helena, Montana becomes KVCM. 770 WVTI North Fort Myers, Florida becomes WRXK. On 910, WBNI, Roanoke, Virginia changes to WWWR. 980, WMAK, London, Kentucky becomes WBBE. On 1040, WHOO, Pinellas Park, Florida changes to WMTX. Also on 1040, CKXY, Vancouver, British Columbia becomes CIMA. 1080, WDJX, Louisville, Kentucky changes to WXLN. On 1140, KZZP, North Las Vegas, Nevada, changes back to KLUC. As a matter of fact, they never used KZZP. They had that set aside, and they remain KLUC as always. On 1240, WOCB, West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, becomes WUOK. 1280, WYSY, Aurora, Illinois, becomes WBIG. How'd they do that? Well, on 1330, WBIG, Conway, South Carolina, becomes WPJS. On 1370, KIKS, Iola, Kansas, becomes KALN. 1380, KMUL, Mule Shoe, Texas, changes to KLZK. On 1400, KZTR, Santa Paula, California, changes to KKZZ. 1410, WMML, Mobile, Alabama, becomes WLVV. 1460, WLKQ, Buford, Georgia, changes to WXEM. 1480 WRDW, Augusta, Georgia becomes WAKB. 1520 WBHT, Brownsville, Tennessee changes to WNWS. 1560 WSMD, La Plata, Maryland becomes WMOM. And on 1570, the new station in Haiku, Hawaii will be KUAU. Looking at applications from existing facilities on 1390, CKKC in Nelson, British Columbia would like to move to 880 kilohertz with a day and night power of 700 watts. Some interesting grants to existing facilities on 1180, WMLX, Florence, Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati. They are granted a move in frequency to 1160 kilohertz. They'll be 5,000 day, 1,000 night. The antenna will be U4. And here's some good news for everyone who has never had a chance to log one of those rare VO calls in the Maritimes of Canada. On 1230, VOAR, St. John's, Newfoundland, is moving to 1210 kilohertz. They'll be 10 kilowatts day and night. And the interesting thing is they are U1, so they will be non-directional at night. Here's a chance for you to log one of those VO calls. And looking into otherness on 680 WADS, Ansonia, Connecticut, this station is silent. 730 WSTT, Thomasville, Georgia is silent. On 770 WRKX, North Fort Myers, Florida, the station is silent, but that'll change when we get to edition 260. On 840 KVEG, North Las Vegas, Nevada, according to the station, their antenna is U3, not U4, as listed in the NRC printed log. You might want to make that change in your log. On 970 KQAQ, Austin, Minnesota, this station has been silent since the middle of March, but they do operate Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. Sunday afternoons only. 980 WBBE, London, Kentucky, they were silent under the call WMAK. They are now back on the air. 990 WHIA, Dawson, Georgia is silent. 1000 KNDA, Odessa, Texas is silent. On 1010 KPSL, Thousand Palms, California, this silent station is back on the air. 1060 WAMT, Titusville, Florida is silent. On 1160, application for a new station in Batavia, Ohio has been dismissed by the FCC. 1200 WXRA, North Syracuse, New York, they are now here from their former frequency of 1220. On 1220, WTCN, Stillwater, Minnesota, This station is silent. On 1240 WPNF, Brevard, North Carolina, this station is silent while their transmitter site is being relocated, but you can expect to hear that back on the air probably by the time this tape reaches you. 1280 KRAN, Morton, Texas, is silent. 1310 KIQQ, Barstow, California, this silent station is back on the air. They are relaying programming from KVVQ 910 in Hesperia, California. 1400 WJFW, Columbus, Mississippi, is silent. 1430 WWLO, Gainesville, Florida, this new station is now on the air. 1520 WNMT, Garden City, Georgia, is silent. 1560 WWGM, another Nashville, Tennessee market station, goes silent. On 1570 WBUZ, Fredonia, New York, this station signed off for good on June 6th of 1991, so you can cross that out of your log. The FCC ordered it off the air, and it is now gone after fighting in the courts for 10 years. And on 1600 WAST, Ashtabula, Ohio, the FCC has revoked the license of this station, which has been silent since the early 1980s. It's gone through a number of owners, but never has returned to the air, so you can scratch that from your log also. Now moving on to AM switch reference number 260, call letter changes, another big pile on 620 CFCL, Timmins, Ontario becomes CKOY. There's a call we've heard before. On 770 WRKX, North Fort Myers, Florida, we told you just a few minutes ago about that call letter change. Well, here comes another one, WXJZ. On 820 WPNT, Chicago, Illinois, we previously reported that they were changing to WXRT. They changed their mind and had that change set aside. So now they are going to change to WXJZ. 830 KSRT Orange, California becomes KPLS. On 870 KROL Lachlan, Nevada becomes KOWA. 1100 new station in Cave Creek, Arizona becomes KCCF. On 1130, KLKY, Prescott, Iowa becomes KWDS. Also on 1130, here's a long-time call going by the way, WDGY, Minneapolis, Minnesota, is changing to KFAN. Minneapolis, of course, is one of those markets with a mixture of W and K calls. On 1260, WJOT, Lake City, South Carolina becomes WVLC. 1280, WSGX, Sarasota, Florida becomes WTMY. 1290 KESP, Santa Barbara, California, a station that is silent, must be coming back on the air because they have applied for new calls, KKSB. 1340 KICK, Springfield, Missouri, changes to KIDS. 1350 KBAD, Bakersfield, California, becomes KBID. On 1370, CFLV, Valleyfield, Quebec, becomes CKOD. 1410 KQIV, Litchfield, Minnesota, changes to KLMC. 1420 WKLT, Kalkaska, Michigan, becomes WKAL. 1430 WCOG, Ridgeland, South Carolina, changes to WNFO. On 1450 KUBB, Bozeman, Montana, changes to KMMS. 1460 WLKQ, Buford, Georgia, changes to WXEM. Also on 1460 WBZN, Racine, Wisconsin, becomes WKKV. And finally on 1500 KXTO, Sherman, Texas, changes to KJIM. Some new stations were granted in this edition of AM Switch. It's been a while since we've seen grants for new AM stations. Here they are on 620 in Winchester, Nevada, which is a southwest suburb of Las Vegas. It'll be 500 day, 450 night. The antenna is U4. On 650 in Junction City, Oregon, about 15 miles north of Eugene, new station will be 10,000 day, 1,000 night, U4. Speaking of Eugene, they're getting a new station on 860 Eugene, Oregon, 210 watts day and night U4 antenna. Also on 860 in Troutdale, Oregon, which is an eastern suburb of Portland, 20,000 day, 500 night, the antenna is U4. And finally on 1100, Cave Creek, Arizona gets a new station, and we have to confess this is somewhat of a mystery to us. We didn't know there was a station granted in Cave Creek, Arizona until we saw the new call letter assigned, which we just mentioned earlier. It's KCCF. So we'll have to look into this further. We went through the last 2 years of records we have here and find no record of a grant or even application for an AM station anywhere in Arizona, let alone in Cave Creek. So this is a mystery we'll try to solve for you next month. Moving on down to our otherness column in edition 260 on 580 KANA, Anaconda, Montana. This silent station is back on the air. On 610 KYJC Medford, Oregon is silent. 740 WLVG Needham, Massachusetts is silent. 770 WWCN North Fort Myers, Florida, they were silent as WRXK. That station is now back on the air. They're carrying CNN News, by the way. On 840, application for a new station in Springfield, Oregon has been dismissed by the FCC. 990 WANT, Richmond, Virginia, this station is silent. Reports are that the entire staff walked out. 1010 KTLE, Thule, Utah, this silent station has been sold, and the new owners are expected to return it to the air very soon with a Spanish format. 1060 KFNA, El Paso, Texas, this silent station also back on the air. 1120 WHOG, Hobson City, Alabama, is silent. 1170 WARW, Cornwall on Hudson, New York, is silent. 1300 WYTL, Terre Haute, Indiana, is silent. 1320 WKIN, Kingsport, Tennessee, this station is now relaying the programming from WJCW in Johnson City on 910. 1350 WEGA, Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, is silent. 1400 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, they are now relaying audio from WPBR in 1340. 1470 WHRD, Huntington, West Virginia, this station has been silent for quite some time, but has been sold. The new owners expect to have it back on the air, possibly by the time you hear this. 1480 KRRU, Pueblo, Colorado, is silent. 1490 WAJF, Decatur, Alabama, this silent station has returned to the air. Also on 1490 KXRE, Manitou Springs, Colorado, a station that has had a sporadic history over the past few years, is silent once again. 1510 KPBI, Greenwood, Missouri, is silent, but now back on the air. They were silent under the call KVOG, but they are now back on the air. 1510 CJRS, Sherbrooke, Quebec, this station is silent. 1540 WYNC, Yanceyville, North Carolina, is silent. And according to a note from the station, they have been silent since December 31st of last year. And we're just now catching up on that. And on 1590 WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina, is silent. And that is it for this month. Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And this month, we have no idea where our happy wanderer is, so let's see if Fred has the satellite dish properly located, and we'll see if we can raise John Bowker. Come in, John Bowker. Hello, John. John, can you hear me?
Thanks once again, Jerry. Hey, merrily we roll along. The travelogue today comes to you from Unadilla, New York. It's a small town to the northeast of Binghamton and well to the southwest of Albany, so it's on Interstate 88. You know, I'd give you a band scan of Unadilla's stations, except there are only three in this whole region, and during the daytime, that is. That come in well at all. Norwich, Oneonta, and Sydney, New York stations. So we'll forego the pleasure this time around. But a bit of histrionics remains from last month's travelogue. Ernie Holt felt so badly that his local WNYC had been omitted from the 820 kilohertz dial position on the travelogue last month that he rushed me a tape.
Hello, I'm Verda Mae Grosvenor, poet, actress, and National Public Radio host and commentator. And you're listening to New York and Company with Lenny Lopate on WNYC AM 820, New York Public Radio.
So thanks, Ernie. And thanks for including the others on that cassette, too, that you sent. We'll be using nearly all of them here in the travelogue, as you predicted. Well, this month we're centering our attention on the 830 and 840 dial positions as we work our way up the dial on this travelogue segment of the DX Audio Service. Starting with 830, my log shows 15 active stations on this frequency, and that's assuming our friends in Cortland, Ohio are still not active. 830 is a U.S. 1A clear channel, so the dominant station in the U.S., there is one, and it's WCCO, as you might well expect. WCCO's dominance is not only recognized throughout the United States, but also by Canada, Mexico, and the whole, well, Caribbean region, except Cuba, I guess. And you may also be aware that WCCO's dominance contributed to the omission last month of my having WNYC on tape for you. Oh, yes. One of the longest docket matters in the FCC concerned the attempts over many years by WNYC in New York to go full-time at its historic 830 dial position. They proposed moving their antennas to the west of New York City at one point, so their energy would be directed away from Minneapolis. This would have guaranteed WCCO interference-free coverage at night over the whole Midwest and beyond, for heaven's sakes. But arrangements simply couldn't be worked out, so WNYC moved to 820 just last year. And strangely enough, began transmitting from towers to the west of New York City anyway. You may recall the story we had 6 or 8 months ago. They're using the same towers as WMCA in New York now. They're far enough apart in frequency, there's no problem for them, I guess. Well, let's see. The fact that WCCO is the dominant station really means that other stations all across the country must either go off the air or significantly reduce their power to avoid interfering with WCCO at night for at least 750 miles from Minneapolis. I'm just looking over this list here. 50,000-watt stations now in Georgia and Arizona at 8:30 on the dial, but they both drop down to 1,000 watts at night, don't they? There are a couple of 10,000-watt stations day and night, one in Alaska and one in Hawaii. I guess they don't give WCCO any significant trouble over the area that WCCO was worried about. Now, if you look back at 1934, it's interesting to see there were only four stations operating at 8:30 on the dial. And you might guess them, but let me read them to you anyway. WHDH in Boston, WEEU in Reading, WRUF in Gainesville, and KOA in Denver. So it's obvious that all of the Havana Convention arrangements that were made for the 8:30 dial positions shifted the stations to 8:50. What is less obvious is that in 1921, nearly all radio stations, broadcasting stations in the U.S., were operating on this wavelength. Actually, it was 833 on the dial, okay, but none of the radios used frequency as dial marking back there, so they all had the same wavelength, and that was 360 meters, and that's 833 on the dial. Anyway, a few other stations were operating down around 620. I recall that, too. Too bad we have no recordings of this nighttime mayhem caused by, about 700 radio stations all in the same frequency at night? Oh, and two of them in New York City. Well, what can you say? Well, without further ado, let's hear what we have collected here in the Travelogue office of stations at 8:30 on the AM radio dial for the September 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue. And, of course, we start up at the northeastern part of the country. And guess what station's first on our list? You guessed it.
New Yorkers will be heard at 5 o'clock at 830 kilohertz on your AM dial. This is the Municipal Broadcasting System, your station. You're tuned to WNYC, the voice of New York City, and WNYC FM.
You know, I should hasten to explain that when you record different stations on different tape recorders at different times, on different kinds of tape and all that, they all come through, some of them kind of bassy, some kind of tinny, a little too shrill in cases and muffled in others. And really, while I'm in the motorhome traveling around the United States, I don't have the facilities for balancing these all out. We will have them balanced out on the master tape, but these are the ones that are just submitted by subscribers to the DX Audio Service and that I have recorded myself as from one of our seven tape recorders. We have two pairs of tape recorders. The rest are all different. So we have four different types of tape recorders right here in the motorhome that give different results. So, you know, bear with us, but at least we have the stations on tape. Here we go. Let's got to go either to Florida or Ohio. Let's go out to Ohio, because that station's off the air. We'll go there and then down to Florida.
It's your Sunday's off to a good start, starting at 8 o'clock on WLND. Serving Hartford, Fowler, and Bezetta with Trumbull County's best signal, this is AM 83, WLND, Cortland, Warren.
Gee, best signal in Trumbull County. I wonder how Jerry Starr let him get away with that. Good. I think Jerry was the one who even provided me with that ID, in fact. All right, let's move south. I said Florida. Hey, we're going to stop in North Carolina because Ron Clark came through for us here in Eden. Listen.
You're listening to Sounds of the Season right here on WWMO, 8:30 a.m., located in Eden, North Carolina.
This is WRFM 830 AM, Hialeah, Florida.
WRFN 830 AM en su dial.
Radio Familiar.
Iluminando la vida en el hogar.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Okay, now as we work our way back up through the nation's heartland, we go to the very southern little tail of Missouri for Kennett, Missouri.
Listening to Information Radio, KVOA in Kennett, Missouri. News time is now 4:30.
Brief but positive. Say, I found another ID on tape from Cortland, Ohio, so we'll play that one for you. Since they're off the air, we'll give them a second shot at it. And then we'll go west from there.
Hank Williams Jr. in Heaven Can't Be Found taking us up to news time at 9 o'clock. We're going to step aside for 5 minutes of the late news. You're listening to WLND, Cortland Warren. It's 9 o'clock.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Wright.
Stereo 83, WTCL Toledo.
With all the high school hockey and basketball scores on the CCO High School Scoreboard. That's tonight's lineup when you turn to a friend. WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Six o'clock.
This is the world tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
And we are AM 83 KNCO Grass Valley, Nevada City. Hello there, it's 11 o'clock.
The best to you from AM 83 KNCO.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Dorton.
Oh, yes, Kiki Radio in Honolulu. You know, Fred faxed me more on KIKI just a couple of weeks ago. So just let's listen to what Fred sent.
He can fix this guy's legs. He can't put a couple of hairs on his own head.
And here's the clincher. Listen to the selling point. And I wouldn't lead you wrong for a very good reason. I'm the president of the company. How's that for logic, huh? What possible motivation could I have?
Well, okay, that was entertaining. As Linda and I travel around the U.S. during the next few years in our motorhome, we hope to be able to add a few more 830 stations to this DX Audio Service tape collection of station IDs, but we'll see, and maybe a few other frequencies, too. We're going to be hearing about the 840 tape here in a moment, but I'm reminded of a question that came up this month from one of our subscribers about the emergency broadcast system, the EBS tests, as they're known. The answers to the questions raised are, first, EBS tests are to be conducted only between 8:30 in the morning and local sunset, according to FCC rules, and they are to be put on various days of the week. It's not always on Tuesday or something like that. And secondly, the regions you hear mentioned by stations at the end of these tests are usually part of a coordinated statewide plan. And that's why, from time to time, we hear stations listing rather odd areas as part of their EBS responsibilities. Okay, onwards and upwards to the 840 dial position. Now, let's see, back in 1934, yikes, there were no U.S. stations operating on this frequency because it was listed internationally as a Canadian exclusive channel. We don't have those kinds of channels anymore, and now 840 is a U.S. 1A clear channel with ever-present WHAS on just about everybody's radio, I guess. You know, a year or two ago, WHAS lost their tower, and for a brief time, 840 was a DXer's paradise. But no more. Oh, well. So, let's see what we have on tape from the 840 spectrum on the September 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You are listening to WRYM 840 on your AM radio dial from New Britain, Connecticut.
We go until 8:15 tonight. Bud Cliverdier at WBPO, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
This is your greatest hit station, WKDI Stereo 840.
News from the USA Radio Network. I'm Bob Pearson. And the winner is Brazil's Emerson Fittipaldi, the winner of today's Indy 500.
By the way, with the wind chill tonight, it's going to be very, very cold in Kentuckiana. Make sure that you bundle up. The National Weather Service is saying temperatures could get down to minus 40 degrees with the wind chill index in there. So be careful, okay? We have tickets to go see the University of Kentucky play the University of Louisville. We will be giving those away soon. Listen to the voice of the cats and the cards, 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's high noon, lunchtime, and with 84 WHAS News, here's Mike Edgerly.
Jefferson County Police say they have broken up a theft ring.
Continuing a 65-year tradition of service, 84, sounds like a seal, doesn't it? WHAS Louisville.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS.
Well, I'm glad to see even the biggies can make fools of themselves. But did you hear that temperature in Louisville? I don't think we're going to take our motorhome down there. Minus 40 degrees. Well, next we have, is this a radio service, a television service, a religious service, or...
Drive-up service available, too, at Owens Golden Rib Barbecue, Mobile's Christian alternative. This is WBHY, 840 AM.
AM 84 is KWPN West Point Beamer.
And before you jump out of your skin, that's West Point, Nebraska with a K call. That's right.
Las Vegas calling. KVEG, North Las Vegas.
Well, that's 840. I really didn't count them, but we have, what, about half of the 19 active stations that are operating in the United States at 840. But next month, we come to a 1B clear channel, where the dominant station is further to the west than we've seen this month. So, and we've got over 20 stations on tape, I think it is, at 850 on the dial. We'll check it out next month. Say, I want to say a special thanks to Tom Likens, Jerry Gabrielli, and Tim Hendel for their calls on the action line regarding Dale Hamm's musical question last month. Oh, and Jerry Starr, too. Hey, Jerry, now wait a minute. I'm not responsible for country music, goodness sakes. Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, the big bands, yeah. But say, I also received some ID tapes this month from Billy Sampson. Thanks again, Billy. And Ernie Holt, as usual. And Dale Hamm, hey, you fellas are regular contributors. Our own son, John S. Bowker, delivered a couple of cassettes in person here when he got to Vermont from his trip from Indiana through Canada. And a very special contribution to Camille from Camille Petreca. Thanks again, Camille. I'll get it right one of these days. And Fred, thanks so much for contributing both to the 830 and the 840 tapes this month. Although, I'm not going to tell which of the IDs you contributed. We'll let somebody else figure that one out. Meantime, this is John Bowker. Looking forward to being with you again in about 30 days on tape. And speaking of being forward, here's Bill Hale.
The fun one gets you to the big bad world of sports.
Let's check the scoreboard. Lions 12, Rotary, about 130. Notre Dame 20, William and Mary 6 each. COP 12, ROBBER 10 to 20. Here are some early scores. Nothing to nothing, nothing to nothing. Maybe we're giving the early scores a little too early.
Remember, the family that bowls together ends up in the gutter.
5RM, 5RM.
Riverland Radio, reaching out, touching you.
Thanks, John, and welcome everyone to the September 1991 edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. We're back from vacation, and the tips and loggings are piling up, so we better get them out to you. Some of you may appreciate the following anecdote from a recent exchange of letters between myself and Radio Shack. I wrote to them asking about the possibility of resurrecting the TRF, or 12-655. Recently, I found out that since it was no longer manufactured, I can't secure parts for mine, so unafraid and unabashed, I wrote to their president, you know, the guy who writes us in every one of their sale flyers, and inquired about the chances of them bringing back the radio as an entry-level DX tool. Actually, all I wanted was the parts. Their reply goes something like this, and I'll paraphrase. The 12-655 was discontinued due to lack of sales and no manufacturer, and the Far East is now producing any kind of like radio. The letter went on to say that Incidentally, most of the customers for this radio were DXers and those incarcerated in various prisons. And they, meaning Radio Shack, get more requests from the convicts than anybody else to bring back the 12655. So there you have it. The TRF, DXers, and convicts. Some of those cons, by the way, are some of the NRC's most faithful members. Well, it was worth a shot. And I still don't have my 12655 or TRF fixed. It's still kind of broken. Well, let's get on to things. Doug Smith of Nashville, Tennessee writes to say he heard WQZQ FM 102.5 relaying WTVF Channel 5's newscast out of Nashville. Doug's kind of keeping track of all the stations that are carrying TV news, like they carry the 6 o'clock news or 5 o'clock news or whatever. So if any stations in your area are doing like, get them in here, and we'll pass them along to Doug. So he's keeping them in some kind of a database or something, and we'll have something of a list or something coming out later on. Doug also reports that of the three stations on the Nashville Sounds Minor League Baseball Network, WDBL 1590 is the only AMer. WYOR 560, WKXB 710, WPFD 850, WQZQ 1200, WHNK 1430, WWGM 1560 are all Nashville area AMs which are now silent. Imagine that, with WAJN 790, WCOR 900, and WRLT 100.1 threatening to follow suit if their financial woes aren't solved. A sad state of affairs, I must say. Well, Russ Edmonds writes to say that he has always subscribed to the belief that a TIS was a traveler's information service, providing info on sites, tourist attractions, etc., while a TAS was a traveler's advisory service, advising motorists of traffic problems, construction, etc. Even if it's not official, it's logical. Well, a couple of months ago, or maybe even last month, in the print version, I brought up the question of what the difference is between a TIS and a TAS, and Russ was good enough to write back and explain it. I guess a TAS is more or less like a portable site that they get out and put at construction sites and everything. Well, that all makes sense to me, Russ, and thanks for writing. Well, I just heard the ads on the radio, and I don't know how long the sale was to last. But speaking of Radio Shack again, they were mentioning the DX440 was on sale for only $139, but you seem to need a newspaper coupon. So if you're in line for a DX440, which a lot of people are, and it's a good little DX tool, $139 is a good price to pay. I'm not endorsing it or anything, just passing it along as an info item. And on the other end of the scale, I've seen the new Drake R8, and it appears to be another winner for Drake. At least it's American-made. And Chuck Ray reports to write that that the CBC English service is back to its pre-Gulf War schedule. He first noted them off the all-night on 7-1. So they're back to about an 18 or whatever hour a day schedule. Well, on to loggings now. WVNE 760 in Leicester, Mass. was heard 7-11. That's July 11th from 1700 to 2000 sign-off with canned religious programming. That was their first day of programming was June 22. That's a new station on the air. They also had USA Radio News on the hour, some programs from IBN. Their address, this is WVNE in Leicester, Mass., 70 James Street, Suite 140, Worcester, Mass., 01603. That's 01603. Steve Tuzunu is the station manager, Tuzenu, and their phone is area code 508-831-9863. So that CP is on. Those of you with logs can update that. Our thanks to Ron Musco of Pequannock, Connecticut for that news. Mike Hawk of Omaha, Nebraska writes to say he heard KNKK 800 in Brigham City, Utah on July 14th At 0200, he tuned in just as they ID'd as KNKK Brigham City Ogden, and he suspects they are more than the 30 watts listed. Well, you never know. 910 WCMG in Columbia, Tennessee was reported by Doug Smith out of Nashville. He heard them on June 15th at 1516. Remember, these times are all Eastern listening times, we call them, Eastern times. It was good signal with adult contemporary, or excuse me, with urban contemporary, and ads for Columbia. He had to leave before hearing an ID, so he doesn't know whether they're officially moved, but this is the first time he's heard them since moving to Columbia, or since moving to Nashville, so suspect the Columbia move has occurred. Mike Hawk, again of Omaha, reports that KMA 960 in Shenandoah, Iowa, is now country and western music, so you can make that change in your logs. WUFL 1030 in Sterling Heights, Michigan, is now religious, not CHR, as the log indicates. Change your logs. Scott Barnett of Ferndale, Michigan, checked in with that news. And also on 1030, WXSS Memphis, Tennessee, was reported good. Good signal with an ID in gospel music on July 14th at 2245 hours. So they're not silent anymore. Back on the air, WXSS in Memphis. Up on 1080, WXLN Louisville, Kentucky, was heard by Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario on July the 10th at 0205 hours. The signal was poor, and they were playing urban contemporary Christian music with a partial ID, 105.7 FM, 1080 AM, WXLN FM AM. Well, WOAI 1200 in San Antonio was heard on July 15th with the sports final. They only carry the show on Sunday nights / Monday mornings, but it's a start, so scratch their Monday morning silent period. Those of you in Texas or South Texas who rely on their Monday morning silent period to do a bit of DXing on 1200, forget it. They got the sports final on and they're NSP. Well, WCCC in Hartford, Connecticut on 1290 is still silent as of July 19th, reported by Ron Musco. Maura Sorensen on a de-expedition, you might say, or a vacation to Winnipeg, Manitoba, heard KNOW in Minneapolis on 1330 on July the 1st at 29 minutes past midnight with a fair signal. Morris reports that the signal fooled him because it had CBC's Canada Day program on, a Royal Canadian Mounted Police comedy song, then into weather, or a weather alert for Minnesota, then a National Public Radio mention. They had an ID at midnight as Minnesota Public Radio. Their call letters were not heard, so those of you who may pick these guys up, watch out for that on 1330. Once again, a note from Ron Musco reports that WDRC Hartford, Connecticut, 1360, carries CNN headline news on the hour. So there's something to listen for on 1360 if you're DXing. Jim Renfrew of Rochester, New York, reports WXXI 1370 in his hometown. As of June 20th, this public radio station is off from 0100 to 0600 ELT due to serious money deficit. FM 91.5 is off from midnight to 0600. Both had been 24 hours. The local educational television is being reduced an hour and a half in July as staff had been laid off, so this is simply not a short-term stopgap. It's the result of budget cuts in Albany. Also on 1370, WZAO Glendale, West Virginia, was reported by Charles Ray on 625 at 0559 hours. Good signal with a sign on beginning. Good morning, Miracle Valley. WZAO is once again taking the airways for Jesus Christ. They gave their address as 1401 Wheeling Avenue in Glendale, West Virginia, with a zip of 26038, by the way. Then they were into America the Beautiful. The legal ID came as WZAO Glendale Wheeling, no mention of Moundsville, which is listed as the city of license, so must have moved. This was silent as WQPN. Well, 1480 WMAX in Kentwood, Michigan, as of July 1st, is CNN headline news on a full-time basis. They were religion, and this reported by Phil Borsma of Spring Lake, Michigan. Well, another note from Ye Editor, KGTN 1530 in Georgetown, Texas, is off the air as of July 17th. This station has been on shaky ground for a couple of years now. A newspaper report said that the manager, or the station manager, and $10,000 worth of equipment was reported missing by the owner after the station had failed to sign on that day. I personally doubt they'll ever upgrade to 10 kilowatts and go full-time under the present owners. And this first reported to me by Gary Kettler of Austin, Texas. Always good to talk on the phone to you, Gary. Well, late-breaking DXer tips may be phoned in here at 512-392-0082. Call before 9 o'clock Central Time, please. Remember, my print column in DX News covers DX in the Central and time zones, Central time zones in East, including Eastern, Atlantic, etc. So you live in Mountain and Pacific, Yukon, Alaska, Hawaii. Your catches are welcome here, too, for the DX audio service. But for the print column, mail them to Wayne Heinen in Colorado. If you have an interesting logging, please pass it along for others to hear. On the DX audio service, send it to me, Bill Hale, 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. 4-3-3-5.
5K Radio, 5K.
Reaching out, touching you.
Daddy's not here, so I guess I'll have to tell you. Don't take over now.